So the next part of the program is the one interesting thing that happens in a monk's day. so the time for the meal offering, and as most people probably know, but just to speak about it a bit, that the for monastics, then we live dependent on the generosity of the lay community, and our meal of the day is provided by people giving, and say for somebody like Ajahn Chah, and as a wandering monk, then he would wander, and you would give a sort of wander into a nearby village in the morning, and you're never quite sure what you're going to receive. Or you wander into a Spirit Rock meditation center, and you're never quite sure what you're going to receive. And it's completely dependent on the generosity of others. So this is a long tradition, and that's what our alms bowls are for, receiving food and eating the food that we've been offered. And I know that when I asked Ajahn Amaro how he sculptured the days, he said that people came up and put food in the bowl. And I'm going to, because there's so many of us, and he said it can take a long time, but because there's so many monastics here today, and as well as lay people, I'd like to do it as we do at the monastery. And if people do have offerings that they would like to make, if it could be, have the monks all go back and receive it at the tables. Then when it's all been formally received, that's as part of the, say, our discipline, we actually can only eat that which has been offered to us formally into our hands. We can't go, say, if we go stay at somebody's house, we can't go scrounging in their refrigerator and see what we can find that's interesting. It's things that has to be formally offered. And so that I'll invite the monks to go back and receive the offerings, and then we'll go, once it's been formally received, then we'll take our bowls and go and put them in our bowls, come back and offer the meal blessing.